Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we are studying the book of 1 Corinthians, where Paul is arguing against what false teachers have been teaching in the church in Corinth. And he's been contrasting their teaching with his preaching. Their teaching is based upon human wisdom. His preaching is based upon God's wisdom, Christ crucified. So when Paul says in chapter 2, verses 6 and 7 that we impart wisdom, he is speaking of himself and other apostles and prophets, like those mentioned in Ephesians chapter 3, those who preach a pure biblical gospel. Well, then we go to verse 10, and it says this, "These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit." Well, the question is, who is the us? Well, it's the same as the we from verses 6 and 7, true biblical leaders and preachers. The Spirit of God is revealed, pulled back the curtain on their hearts and minds to know and understand and to melt under the gospel. This doesn't mean that there is a hierarchy among the brethren or a secret knowledge that some have access to and others don't. That would go against everything Paul has been talking about. What Paul is saying is that human wisdom does not uncover God's wisdom. Only the Holy Spirit does. And Paul is preaching what has been made known to him by the Spirit. It's this same process that brought us the Bible. Biblical authors were inspired. They were carried along by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit revealed to them what they were supposed to write. So this answers the question as to why unbelievers will not accept, cannot accept, the wisdom of God, namely the truth of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. They cannot accept it based upon their human ability and logic. It's simply folly to them. Paul will later write, "The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned." This does not mean that a person needs to have a spiritual flavor to their personality or be interested in spiritual things in order to understand God's Word. Paul's not talking about a general spirituality. Plenty of people are generally interested in spiritual things, but that does no good in helping them to know and accept God's Word. That's all under the umbrella of what Paul is calling natural or of the flesh. There's a growing pool of people who are interested in trying to wed together a worldly spirituality with Christianity, but it won't work. But it's all the rage these days with the Enneagram and the oil industry telling you that these certain oils will help change your mood and help you with self-control and patience. All these things are being Christianized, and it's snake oil. What is it that controls your moods? It's either your flesh or it's the Holy Spirit. And Paul is teeing this up in these first two chapters. It's either the crucified life or it's the world's system. And I know, it's a lot easier to diffuse some oil. There's no work involved in that, or in knowing your Enneagram number. There's no work at all. In fact, you can use that as an excuse for being the way that you are. But there is work in waking up early and reading God's Word and praying and striving and pleading and repenting and letting God wrestle your will. What Paul is speaking of is that a person must have the Holy Spirit residing in them in order to understand God's Word. God's Spirit living in you will bring to light the truth and the beauty and the goodness of the Spirit-inspired Word. This is what we call the doctrine of illumination. And now consider this. God reveals and inspires the biblical authors, and He illuminates all Christians to be able to understand His Word. But it happens for people who are indwelled by the Spirit and living under the guidance of the Spirit. This is why the psalmist would cry out in desperation in Psalm 119, verse 18, "Open my eyes that I may behold wonderful things from your law." As you pray today, please remember Paige Sanchez and her family, our missionaries in Nicaragua. And also remember the Fair Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Burkina Faso and Ghana.